You're listening to GPB Savannah. I'm Emily Jones, and joining me for a look ahead at the weekend is Shannon Lowry of Visit Savannah. Hey, Shannon.
Hey, Emily. How you doing?
Good. Also with us is Zach Dennis, the editor of Do Savannah. Hi, Zach.
How's it going? Good.
And we have a lot of holiday celebrations happening this weekend. But before we get to those, Zach, there's a pretty big deal concert on Friday.
Yeah, if you're into metal, which, as you can tell, I scream metalhead here, but it seems like, judging from our Do Savannah staff, that people are super into this show. Obituary, which again I had to Google to make sure was a real thing, is playing here on Victory North on Friday at 7:45. I guess they're kind of one of the grandfathers of metal bands. They'll revisit their 1989 album, I swear, Slowly We Rot. And it seems like it's kind of one of those, an addition to the Victory North lineup that has been drawing a lot of people over there. This is something that I know our writer was like, yeah, this is new for Savannah. This is a big deal. And so if you are a metalhead, Obituary is at Victory North, and it seems like it's going to be a good show.
Yeah. There's also, Shannon, a really cool exhibit going on at the Jepson.
Yeah. So the Jepson Center now has Summon the Sea on exhibit through January 26th. It's Contemporary Artists and Moby Dick, and you can check out all kinds of multimedia exhibits. There's video, there's art, it's all kinds of stuff. They also have a huge, like, 50-foot felt Moby Dick replica. It's really cool.
And you buried the lead. That's the lead.
Yeah, there's a giant whale.
Oh, yeah, there's a giant whale.
Well, yeah, that sounds very cool. And then, of course, there are just so many ways to celebrate the season this weekend.
Yes. So Savannah Holidays is hosting a plethora of events all month, but this weekend specifically, they're going to be doing City Market Holiday open house on Friday evening. They're also going to have events in City Market and Ellis Square all day on Saturday. Some really great family-friendly shopping, performances, music, things like that. And they also have their lighted Christmas parade on Saturday evening that goes through downtown Savannah.
And, of course, it wouldn't be the holiday season without the Nutcracker.
Yes, the Nutcracker. Savannah Ballet Theater's Nutcracker. They are the only professional ballet company in Savannah. They are going to be doing shows on Saturday and Sunday at the Lucas Theater. It's going to be with a live orchestra, which is really exciting.
Yeah, that's new for them, right?
Brand new, yeah. Well, hasn't happened in quite a while.
And there's also, Zach, a chance to get some local holiday shopping done.
Yeah, there's a couple chances. There's a lot of, it's holiday market season. It's, you know, there's, I swear there's one each weekend. Two, the highlight though, this coming up weekend is, at Starland Yard. This is the first time they've hosted a art market, and they've teamed up with Cedar House Gallery, which is one of the new galleries in town. It's, you know, locals, you know, people from out of town, but it's also, it's just a place to kind of find some affordable art pieces that, if you want to support local artists, it will all be there. Also, Craft Scout Savannah has a art market on Sunday. That's a bunch of handmade, locally made things as well. All those kind of little niche items that you probably want to stuff your stockings with.
And then finally, Shannon, it's also Christmas on Tybee.
Yeah, so Tybee Island also has their whole listing of events happening through the holiday season. This Friday, they're going to have their Christmas parade. And also on Sunday, they have their own lighted boat parade that starts and ends at the Crab Shack on Tybee Island.
Well, a very festive weekend. Shannon Lowry, social media coordinator of Visit Savannah, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
And Zach Dennis, the editor of Do Savannah, thanks for joining us.
No problem.